So it's important to that last line that you look at the Greek in the New Testament, because the word that it uses for perfection is the telos, the end for which something is created. This is the mentality of the Greeks when it comes to perfection. If it is created for this, if it is brought to the end to which it was created, then it has found its perfection. That's the understanding of perfection in Greek. So to be clear, your nature and the nature of God are of varying levels. You are not to be perfect as God is perfect, because you are not divine. But you are to be perfect in accordance with your nature. So what Jesus is asking us is not beyond our nature, but bring your nature. You are made a human being, made in the image and likeness of God. Bring that creation to the end to which it was created. Just as your Heavenly Father brings to the end his purpose and his power and his love and his mercy, you too, who are made in that image, bring your nature to its end, to the end for which it was created. You're not created to hate people, my brothers and sisters. You're not created for that. You're created for love. You're not created to love conditionally. You are created to love without condition. Could you imagine marital vows? I promise to be true to you in good times, in health, in prosperity, and no other times. Amen. If the spouse was smart, you would never accept those vows. So the church doesn't allow those vows. In good times and in bad, in sickness and in health. How will we do this, my brothers and sisters? What will be the great event in which we will love and generosity and beyond measure? If you are a romantic like me, you think it's going to be one romantic gesture someday, somewhere, some opportunity in which it is to be expressed, but it is not my experience of life. I remember one day in particular, I was on retreat and I was walking with a stick. And as I was walking with that walking stick, I walked starting at a river, this huge river was down on the sandbar, and I walked up the river, up the bank, up on a bluff, all the way across the bluff. I walked for about 2 or 3 hours, came down the other side and ended up on a sandbar on the other side of the river. And it was interesting because throughout the conversation with God as I was walking, I was having this dialogue, I guess you could say, in which I was presuming that there was a battle that was ahead. There was a battle that was ahead, and constantly in the conversation was inviting those around me to enter into the battle. Come with us, come into the battle. And all these people had excuses why they would not. Until I got to the end in the sandbar, and I was confused because I thought to myself, I got to the sandbar, could walk no further. I turned around and I looked at all the distance that I had crossed. And I thought to myself, where is the battle? The whole time I was walking, there is a battle. There is a battle that is coming. Come, there is a battle we must enter into. Come with me. Come, come, come. And yet when I arrived at the end of it, I realized that the battle was not a one glorious event that was going to take place, but it was the every day and the every step that was a part of the battle. For me, in that meditation, at first I thought I was me talking to God carrying a stick, but as the meditation progressed, it was God who was carrying me, a stick. And the stick being uprooted and rooted and uprooted and rooted over and over and over again was the daily invitation to love. I offer you that meditation or reflection, my brothers and sisters, because if we keep looking ahead to tomorrow for some grand, glorious gesture of a martyrdom of sorts, often we will come to the end of our life and wonder where it was. You have much life left to live. I don't want you to waste today. Today, my brothers and sisters, there are little ways in which you are being invited to love. Today, you are invited to pour yourself out. Today, you are invited to love your enemy. It is a million battles, my brothers and sisters, small, seemingly insignificant, that you wage every day. Do not miss this opportunity to bring your nature to its perfect end for which it was created. A million choices between now and your death, 100 more choices remaining for you today. Choose well, my brothers and sisters, to love. Amen.